Today's share in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem finishing off Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, which deals with the halachos of public fasting and blowing on the shofar. And we are beginning three lines from the Taf with Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, V'chein kol al hamazonos. Likewise, if the nebuch is a shortage of food. So Kate said, what do we mean define as a shortage of food? Harei shehuz ludvarim, the prices have gone down so much, shel schora, that people can't do business, shirov chayi anshe osayir mehem, and most people are not able to go and do business because the prices have come down so much. Kigon, for example, klei pishton bebavel, the selling of various types of clothing, of flax, linen clothing in Bavel, or yayin and shemen in Eretz Yisrael, that the prices have gone down so much, v'nismayet hamas v'amatan, and nobody can do business, achit starach hatagor limkor shova asor b'shisha, and a person has to sell what normally would be worth 10, he sells it for 6. So if the prices have gone down that much, so then this is a very serious situation for Klal Yisrael, harei zu tzoras tzibur, this is a public calamity, u'masrin aleh, and we daven and we both blow shofar for this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtels tells us, and likewise u'misanin, as I pointed out already, I got this from the Mishnah Berurah from the Lavush, that not only do we just blow shofar, but we also fast. However, on Shabbos, the Mechaber writes, Zolkin Olah, we do in fact cry out as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed, this means Bepeh, that we say Anenu, also brought down the name of Lavush. However, Avalein Tokin Olah B'Shabbos, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, likewise, V'chein Alamotu, if there's excessive rain, Ketzad, what do you define as excessive rain? Hareisha Rabu Aleim Gishomim Ash Yotzeiru Lehem. There's so much rain that it's actually a problem. It's oppressive to them, the amount of rain. Hare Elam Ispalam Aleim. Then you're allowed to daven for this excessive rain. She'ein Lecha Tzari Yaseiru Mizu. There is no worse tzari than this. Shabbatim Noflim. The houses are going to fall down because there's so much rain. The foundations are essentially eroded away, and they're all going to die, Rechmona Lislan, in their houses. They didn't have cement houses like we do. In strong foundations, but they had often mud houses, and they could get eroded away by the water, and Rechmon al-Islam die in their houses. So there's no worse tzara than that, and therefore they can daven for this excessive amount of rain, that it should go away. Well, Eretz Yisrael, however, that's in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, Eim Espalim Arov Gishamim. In Eretz Yisrael, you never want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving us too much rain. Mipneshi Eretz Horim, because Eretz Yisrael is a mountainous region, Ubateim Binuyim Bavonim, and they're houses are much sturdier. They're made out of stone. And in general, a lot of rain is good. We always daven for more rain in Eretz Yisrael so it can fill up the Kinneret and other reservoirs and cisterns. You always need rain in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you never want to daven to Hashem to take away something that usually is very good. Furthermore, v'yachshav b'tzvas, but nowadays, the Mechaber tells us he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mechaber writes, in Tzvas, mitzuyim ha'polis botim mipnei ha'gishomim. There they did have trouble in Tzfas with houses falling down because of the excessive rain. And they would daven that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not give them excessive rain. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kol ir sheyesh bo tzara mikol elu, if a city has any one of the following tzaros, Osir misanin, the city itself goes and fasts, v'zokin, and they call out betvila in their davening, u'mischanin in u'masri in b'shofar, and they supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they blow shofar, they all have to do these things until the tzar goes away. All these tzars that we mentioned in this siman, that's what they do. However, the surrounding areas, v'chol svi v'oseha, they just misanos avalo masrios. They, in sympathy, so to say, imo anochi b'tzara, we're with you in your difficult times, so we fast with you, but we don't blow shofar. However, avom v'akshim aleim rachm, and we certainly daven for them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Lamed Aleph says, "Hainab Oso Hifrachya," that we're talking about the surrounding areas in the same kingship, like we spoke out yesterday. Kamosha Kosov Sivches, as the Morgan Abraham brings down. However, the Chaber continues and he says, "Uchomakom in all places, ain misanin v'lo zoakin, but they don't fast and they don't cry out to a Kodesh Baruch Hu v'lo masriin b'Shabbos v'Yontif. They never do these things on Shabbos and Yontif. Al Shum Tzara on any of these tzaras that we mentioned, with one exception, Chutz Mitzaras Hamazonos, when there's a lack of food, shezoakim aleim b'Shabbos. That you can even cry out on Shabbos." Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ir she kifua akum o nohar. If Rahman al-Islam, the city is being surrounded by garrisons of marauding troops, the akum are attacking us, o nohar, or there's a river that's overflowing, or usina hamatarefes bayam, or a boat is in the harbor and it looks like it's about to sink. So in all of these situations, afilu al yochid hanirdof mipnei akum, even if it's an individual that's running away from the goyim that are attacking him, o listim, or they're running away from armed robbers, o ruach ra, some sort of a bad spirit. We don't exactly know exactly what this means. One could say some sort of an attack of maybe some infection or an attack of a psychological disease, whatever it may be. This ruach ra, o chole, shar chole, or any other type of illness, sheish bo sakonas hayom, that has the danger that day. And indeed, the Ramah says, we've learned these halachas where you can do a mishaberech for a chole on Shabbos, or verach a chole b'Shabbos, ayin le'el sov simen reish peches, with these dinam we discussed about davening on Shabbos for a sick person. So in all of these situations, zoakim u'mischanelin b'tfilas b'Shabbos, avol ein tokim, that you're allowed to go and daven out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on Shabbos, which we normally don't do, but we don't blow shofar. Unless, elam kein tokim, l'kabitzom, l'azor, acheim, u'latzilam. Unless you're doing it as a clarion call for help, and you blow shofar, like they sometimes will blow a horn in a neighborhood for Hatzolah to come, or for the fire department to come. So that you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. Sifya Dalit, the Mechaber writes, Taniyos Elu, Shemesan al Tzoros, all these fasts that we said that you go and fast because of various tragedies, calamities of coming on Klal Yisrael. Ein Mesanim Behem, the only people that fast on them are the healthy people, but Lo Ubaros, not pregnant women, Lo Menikos, not nursing women, Lo Ktanim, and likewise, not children. Now we'll define children in the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkat Lamed Beis, where he says this doesn't the normal definition of children, which means under Bar and Bas Mitzvah. And he says, Lav Davka Ketanim Gemurim. We're not talking here about really children. Elo, Kol Shuhem, Pechusim, Yishmona Esri Lezochar. If they're under 18 for a man, V'chamesh Yisrael Nekeva, and women are generally sturdier than men. So he's saying that therefore a girl who's 15 year olds and under shouldn't fast, but above 15, a girl sturdier or stronger than a boy, and she could fast. So under those ages of 18 for a man and 15 for a woman, and goes with Natsibra Aleim Tanisim Elu. We don't go and declare that they should fast. Kivan She'ena Einam Tanisim Kivuim, because as he brings out from the Mogen Avraham, these aren't set fast, they're for a specific tzara, and therefore these were not gozer on the pregnant women, on nursing mothers, or on younger adults who are below 15 for girls and 18 for boys. However, the Mishnah brings down, Yesh Omrim, the Masha Omrim Velo Ketanim, that which we said, you don't. He goes there, the Tanis on Ktanim, Hainu, the Embehem Mitzvah Schinuch, Kamobi Yom Kippurim, the Kamim Simon Tavreish Tezayin, Siv Beis. On Yom Kippur, we teach the young children to go and fast because they're going to eventually grow up and have to fast, but that's not applicable over here, and therefore that's what it means, Velo Ktanim. There's no Inyan of Chinuch over here. However, he says, if somebody is not fasting, Komokom, Nochush Yochlu Rakide Kiyom Haguf, anybody that has a heter not to participate in this fast with the tzibur, they should eat just what is needed for them to survive for that day, and they shouldn't have tanugim. And this was a similar din. Dershu foot number 16 tells us in regards to the arbitz almost, the four fasts that we have for the destruction of the base of Migdash. So in these things as well, a person should only eat what is necessary, but shouldn't be ma'anik himself with basar and yayin. He shouldn't have delicacies that day. Mishmur continues and he quotes the Morgan Avraham. The Morgan Avraham kosav da minuk shein gozrin tanis elu al pichusim mishmona esrei lezocha v'chamesh esrei lekeva. The Morgan Avraham says lomaisa, this was the minuk that they didn't gozer these tanesim on boys under the age of 18 or girls under the age of 15. Mechaber continues and he tells us umutar on these fasts that were gozer, you're allowed to eat the night before umutar lecho b'layla af bishim masanim lemocha. Even though the fast is during the coming day, you're allowed to have eating the night before. With the exception, chutz mitanios hagashamim, like we mentioned, when you're fasting because there's no rain, so then we said that you have the series of fasts, the three, and then the seven. There was an original three that were not included in this series of 13 that were just for the tamidei chachamim, but these started the last series of three and of seven. These were gozer even on the night before. Mishmur explains sivkot lamed gimel, and these halachas were learned ayin le'el and simen tovkov ayin hey siv hey sif tes vav. The Mechaber writes, Tzibur Shayulahem Shteit Tzoros. If a Tzibur, unfortunately, Nebuch is facing two calamities, two difficult times, so what do you pray for? So, Eim Avakshin Rachamim Elo Alachasmiyim. You should only daven specifically for one of them at this point in time. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot Lamed Dalid, Avo Kishesh Lam Tzora Achas. If there's one Tzora, Yehol Lahaskib Tfilosim Gam Tzora Sha'avu. If they're davening now for one specific trouble that they're facing, so they can mention in the past that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved this from these other troubles, that's allowed. Agav tzarazu, shemispalim alel. And you can recall the other tzaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us out when you're davening for this specific tzara over here. Dershu footnote number 70 brings down, Mikach shekosav din zal atzibur, since this din is formulated only that the tzibur shouldn't daven for more than one tzara, the Kav HaChaim is medayik, and he says that that's only for the tzibur, but a yochid yochel uvaki shrachim al kamat tzara, so a person is facing a number of personal tragedies, so he's allowed to daven for all of them. As it says in Tehillim, bakosh shrachim al kamat tzara, and therefore a person as an individual can do things different than as a tzibur. And even in the tzibur, the Sefer Orchas HaChaim from Spinka, he brings down in the name of the Sukkah Shalom, She'ain lehem l'spalal al kama tzaros, rak b'tzaros habos le'itim r'chokos u'b'shinu yateva. Says, when you're davening here in the tzibur, you shouldn't daven on many different tzaros, but you can daven on multiple tzaros if they come on a regular basis. Then you can daven if they're coming on a regular basis. Only the ones that come irregularly, they shouldn't daven for multiple ones at the same time. And he adds, the tzibur ain lehimona milavakish al kulam, l'frak ha'olech li'atzmo, if they're regular things that come. So Nebuch, the goyim, attacking on a regular basis, and the river overflows on a regular basis, so then you would be allowed to go and daven for both of them. Mishabur continues in Sivkot Lamed Hey, and he says, v'meish chaloyim b'gdolim uktanim, if you have sick, serious illness that is attacking different populations of people, it attacks the adults, it attacks the children, two different illnesses, apish neiminim, even though it's two separate illnesses, then that is different. Near the mutal spalo shnei biyachad, you can daven for both of them because this is one category called sickness. He brings down the name of the prima garden that then you could daven for both the illness that's affecting the older people and the illness affecting the younger people because it's really one idea of illness. The mechaber continues and he says, where do we get this idea that you don't daven for two different problems? Because he says, "Diktziv notzuma we shall fast v'navaksho me'elokenu alzos on this specific one." And it says further, even though we have in our hearts many things that we're facing, several tragedies, we say, we're coming to daven to you now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for problem number one, even though there's a problem number two or three, etc. Rahman al-Islam. What happens if they're faced with a famine and also some sort of pestilence, some sort of a plague? So which one should you daven for? If you have to pick one, Nevakshim Rachmel Rav. First go and daven that the famine should be removed. Mishum, the chiyoy rachmona sova, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers that request by giving you satiety, l'chayyoy, he's giving it to you to help you, to heal you, and therefore that will also work for the pestilence or the plague as well. Finally, Sif Tezayin, the last Sif in this beautiful simon. B'chol yom tainis, shegozer on the tzibur, b'nei atzoros, on any day that's a tainis that was gozer on the tzibur, because of these difficulties, so Bezdin, what do they do? Bezdin, Vaskenin, Bezdin, and the elder rabbis, Yoshin, Beveis, HaKnesses, they sit in shul, Ubotkin, Almaisei, Anshayir, and they check out what is going on in the city that we're never facing such tragedies. Me'achar Tfilas, Shachris, Ad Chatziyom. And they do this after they finish davening Shachris, they do this until Chatzos. And they look and interrogate and investigate what we could be possibly doing wrong and try to change the ways of the people. Umeisirin, Amichsholim, and they remove the stumbling block, Shalaveros, of sins. And umashirin, and they warn the people about them, v'darshin, and they give drushes about them, v'chokrin, abali chomas, and they go and investigate the people that are strong-armed people and are taking things maybe without halachic allowance, v'adeiros, the various sins that they're doing, umafrishin, also, and try to separate the people from doing these sins. Likewise, abali zroa, the strong-armed people, they try to mashpilim, also, they try to humble them and not have them be so arrogant. And anything similar to this, their job is to go and have the people do tshuva. That's the first half of the day. They daven shachris, and then they spend the rest of the day until chatzos looking at these potential opportunities to improve the tzibur. Then, from chatzos, mechatzi ayom, v'la'erev, until night, they divide it up into two halves. Revi ayom, in the first half of the afternoon, in other words, the first quarter of the afternoon day, what do they do? Karma Torah. They take out the Sefer Torah and read Vayichal. Maftir Benavi. And they do the Haftorah that we say with Vayichal. Urviyas Hayom. And the last quarter of the day, the second half of the afternoon, with Riva Hayom Achon, Mispal and Mincha. That's when they dive in Mincha. Umasriyin. And they go and blow shofar at Mincha. Umuzvadim. And they admit that we've done things wrong. Vizorakim Kibikochim. They yell out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all their hearts as best as they possibly can. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Lamed Vav, Kemosh Nemar B'Yishaya, this idea that we're supposed to remove the stumbling blocks that are causing us to have troubles, so it's based upon what it says in Yishaya. Halo Zet Tzom, this reason that we're fasting here, Ev Choreyu, we're choosing to fast, Pateach Chatzubos Resha V'Gomer, it's to open up the bonds of evil, of Resha, that are unfortunately binding us. And he adds further, I am the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, Shatama, how come we don't do this? He's surprised. Loma ain anu noagi came. Why don't we do what the Mechaber says? Halo zehu ikar atainis. As we just brought up in Yeshaya, that's the critical aspect of the tainis, ayin sham. So look what he has to say about this. But the bottom line is that we have to remember that the purpose of a blowing the shofar is to remind us that it's because of our sins that this tragedy has befallen us and that we have to do everything in our power to correct our ways.
Finally, Masrin, Sivkot Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a Tov Sofer. It's not just Masrin. The Gam B'Shachas Masrin. It's not only by Mincha that we blow Shofar. By Shachas, we also blow Shofar. V'tzorach Lomar, the word over here, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, should be Mischananim, not Masrin. But we supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is actually the Lashon of the Rambam, L'chein Hu B'Rambam. Dishifut number 18 concludes this simon with Le'inyan Kriyas HaTorah Betvilas Mincha Shel Tanis Sibur. So he brings up from Dayan Weiss, that's out in the Minchas Yitzchak. You can actually read this even before Mincha. You can read this in the second part of the day, as soon as it's Chatzos, even before Mincha Gedolah, which is at 12:30. You can even read it at 12 o'clock. That's because we break up the afternoon into two halves, which are from the whole day, the third quarter of the day and the fourth quarter of the day, and therefore it has to be a full quarter, so therefore you could technically start reading Vaychal if it's necessary in extenuating circumstances, even from midday. With this, we conclude Simon Tav Kuf Ayin Vav and start Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin, which deals with Im Nisrabu Agishomim, Achim Tash Tashim HaKarka. If there's so much rain that it's actually eroding away, defacing away the ground, what are you supposed to do? Ech Misnagim. So the Mechaber tells us, Sif Aleph, B'chomokom, in every place, if it's eroding away because so much rain that the earth is eroded away, now you're not going to be able to plow. So then, Masriyin, we in fact blow shofar, and we dive into our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishbur explains, Sivkot and Aleph, Pirush, Afilu Eretz Harim, even if it's a mountainous area, Shribe Gashom Hulutovos, as we said, if it's raining so much that it's a problem, then you're allowed to daven. The Koshikin, where it's Mitzulet, certainly if it's a low-lying area, Shribe Gashom Hulukakola, there the rains are going to pool, and it's very dangerous. The Vadi Tomin Masriyin Arov Gashom, there you definitely can go. He brings half of the tour, daven because of excessive rain. And he says in the Shemitah here as well, if it's going to ruin the plants, the trees, so then you'd be allowed to daven for that as well. Sivkot and Beis, Amon and Machabresh, you can't plow. So the Mishnah says, who I did, Mavkalklin, Mavsidim, Binyanachar, or if it ruins it in any way, which the issue foot number 3 brings down. For example, if the crops are going to get ruined because of the excessive rain, so then you can daven for that. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah says, Midisosam, from the fact that he just says he blow truas, Mashma, the Daito, Shinisnai, Behek, you say there are tiny Yosavur, Besimon Tovkuf Ayin Hei, the Ayin and Beis Yosef. He says, you should follow the procedures that we've established previously in Tovkuf Ayin Hei. Chabad continues, he says, if you're under real pressure here, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Dalet, Pirush, Shetzorach Lisanos with Tzufos, Mipnei Shechzakonoso, B'chol Yom, there's an ever-present danger right in front of us, and you can't wait, Beis Hei Beis, you need to daven every day. If you don't hear Shikifu Akam, the Goyim are attacking us, the Chi Hagad, or anything similar to that, Ulfi and Yonim, Eimokom Lisanos, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni, you can't wait till Beis Hei Beis. And if you have to fast every day, because it's too difficult, so therefore they didn't make a tanis at all. So if there's no opportunity to set up the Beis Hei Beis Tanesim, and you can't do what you normally do, so then we don't go to tanis. Can't expect it to fast every day. But what do you do? So you just go and be masri, you blow shofar at every single day and every single twila. And it'll be enough that you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your mouth. But if there are individuals that wish to fast, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hei that we're dealing here with Afilu Ritzufim every day. They're not concerned that they'll get sick, as Dershu Foot number 4 says, these are healthy people. And they're no concern that they'll need to be supported by other people because they don't go to work. These are wealthy people, so then they'd be allowed to. Rashoim Heim Kach, the Mechaber says. And when you're davening out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dahainu, b'aneinu, when we say aneinu avinu aneinu, similar to what we say in the Slichos, so this is the Yiratzon that he says you should say, Omer, Yiratzon l'fenech Hashem l'keinu l'kevusenu, it should be your will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyich b'shu rachamecho es kaskha, that your mercy should overpower your anger at us, v'yigol rachamecho midosecha, v'yisnai gibonecha b'midza rachamin, you should treat us with the midah of rachamin, v'sikonis lem l'fnim m'shur sedin, and treat us better than we deserve to be treated, v'betucha agadol rachamin, and your great mercy, have mercy upon us. Shem Paron is Boliol, because we know that nothing bad happens to the world, El Bishul Yisrael. It's only because of us that things occur in the world. We obviously did something wrong, and therefore that's why this tragedy is coming upon us. And we are your people, we are your nation, that you took us out of Mitzrayim. It's just too much. We can't take what you're giving us. Lo rov ra, not too much bad. Lo rov tova, and even the good, it's too much rain. Hishpat aleim rav tova, ein v'chol mekabel. And when you're giving us too much of the rain, it's not good for us. Ko'asta aleim, ein v'chol mekabel. And when you're angry with us, it's also, we can't take it. Please, may it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yiratzon, she'revach ba'olam uzchor rachamecha. Let there be good in the world for us, and remember your mercy for us. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav adds, and he says, "Hinei b'darki Moshe, mashma shiroi lo maraninu achar tefila, b'derech aleph beis k'moshe omrim b'aseres mei." This is what we say during the slichos. V'lo risi nogim kain. He says that's not the minug. Ella haminug b'minyasenu. He says the minug in Ashkenazic Europe was Shashliach Tziba Omer Ritzui Zeh B'Shem Tefillah. The Chazan says this Yiratzon Kishei Shabei Gishom. If there's too much rain, this Yiratzon is what the Chazan says. Dishavut Amasik says from the Kaf HaChaim, you could even say this not during the davening if there's a pressing need. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin as well.